Coach, thanks for stopping by and spending time with us.
Yeah, absolutely.
For years with the Raiders, when we thought about Oakland and the draft, biggest, fastest, strongest. That's what they wanted, and it worked very well. Three Super Bowl titles. What defines a Raider now moving forward?
Well, I think really what we're looking for is we're looking for guys that love football, that are willing to work, and that want to put the team first. I think that's really what really wins in this league nowadays. You know, with free agency and the change and how people change in and out of organizations, really what we're looking for is guys that really love the game of football, that are willing to do all the things that it takes to win in this league.
You know, Coach, each draft year is different. You have strengths and weaknesses at certain positions. As you've had a chance to kind of dig into this particular draft class, what positions are you excited about in terms of guys you've studied?
Well, we're probably not as far along, or I'm not as far along, really, to you know, really kind of determine where the depth is in this draft and all the different positions. But I do know a little bit about, you know, I mean, obviously the offensive tackle position, the offensive line position is a good position in this draft. You know, defensive line-wise, it looks like there's some depth in this draft, too. So, you know, fortunately for us, we've got a lot of needs that we can fill. So, you know, I think there's going to be some good players there for us to be able to take.
Okay. Mike, we saw a highlight there, Carson Palmer. Almost a record-breaking season here in some ways. Will he be your quarterback next year?
Well, that's the plan, you know. Like I've said before, I mean, we want to try to create competition at all positions within our team. I think that's the way you improve your football team. Carson had a really good year last year. He threw for over 4,000 yards. He's one of our leaders on our football team, and we anticipate him being that way moving forward.
How big is the gap right now between Carson Palmer and Terrell Pryor?
Well, I mean, I think they got totally different skill sets, really. I mean, you know, Carson Palmer's kind of your traditional drop-back quarterback. But Terrell's got a unique skill set with his athleticism. And so, you know, I'm looking forward to watching Terrell develop because he's still a young player. And he's missed a lot of time, you know, with last year only being able to you know, kind of be a part of the team for half the year or 2 years ago, really, and then last year with us, you know, really getting his work in training camp and in the preseason. So he's an interesting prospect moving forward.
Coach, you guys had a chance to go down there and coach a lot of these kids at the Senior Bowl. How has that been an advantage for you in terms of going forward? Maybe you have a little bit better feel with some of these kids. Does that allow you to focus maybe on some other kids?
Well, I think the great thing for us was that we got a chance to spend the whole week with a group of guys, and we really got a chance to really identify, you know, who are those guys that really love football that fit those characteristics that we're talking about in being an Oakland Raider. And so that was a great opportunity for us. You don't like to be in that position, but when you're in that position, you know, it's a great opportunity for you to get better. And so that's the way we looked at it, and we got a lot of valuable information working the Senior Bowl.
Mike, you changed coaches on the offensive side of the ball, but what's it going to look like next year, different from what it looked like last year, in your mind, in a perfect world, offensively?
Well, I think, you know, I think when you look at it, you know, I think we're going to, you know, get the ball down the field a little bit more. You know, also we're going to put Darren in some situations where he's a little bit more downhill. Some of those, you know, as people like to talk about the power blocking scheme, we're going to have elements of all that in our offense. But we're really going to work hard to identify what our players do well and put them in those positions.
You said that you're really looking for players that really love football and want to work at the grind of it. You can tell that at the Senior Bowl by how well they practice and how well they apply what you tell them at night to practice the next day. Is there a drill here? Is there a period here, a time you spend with them that gives you an indication if that player is that kind of guy?
Well, I think really that's what you're trying to determine in the interview process, you know, which is a little bit difficult to do in a 15-minute time frame. But really, those are the types of things that you're really trying to find out is, you know, what's the guy's daily routine? What's his weekly routine? How does he get ready for a football game? And his ability to communicate that to you in an organized, systematic manner, a lot of times will give you a good indication of really how important it is to him.
You know, Coach, we talk a lot about building your team, first of all, to win your division. And when you look at your division, you look at the Denver Broncos, when you assess your own roster, what do you need to do to better combat a team like Denver led by Peyton Manning?
Well, I think this league has become such a passing-oriented league that you've got to find ways to affect the quarterback. You know, in our division, we've got one of the best that's ever played the game in Peyton Manning, and so we've got to do things that and build our team to be able to affect the quarterback, and that you do that through rushing coverage. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you got to find guys that can cover, and you got to find guys that can get after the quarterback.
All right, the Oakland Raiders will select third with their first selection draft weekend. Dennis Allen is the head coach. Thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, thanks, guys.